For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials are working around the clock to find any potential survivors and human remains from the deadly wildfires in California. Tens of thousands of residents are still displaced from their homes. The death toll has risen to 71 in the Camp Fire in Northern California, and the number of missing is staggering.
As of tonight, the list that we will be releasing, the current list of unaccounted for individuals, stands at 1,011. And the additional 8 human remains were recovered during our search efforts today.
And the destruction from the wildfire is overwhelming.
146,000 acres.
The state of California is also suffocating in the toxic smoke from the fires. 3 people were also lost in the Woolsey Fire, 500 miles to the south near Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Congressmen are weighing in on who they believe should be the next Speaker of the House come January. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
President Trump has weighed in on a courtroom's finding that CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credential should have been reinstated after the White House had revoked it last week. The president told reporters, "People have to behave." After the hearing, Acosta spoke to reporters about getting his badge back.
Throughout all of this, I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day, that our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have welcomed veterans and their families to the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House. The president saying his administration trying to help vets find good jobs.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
More Americans than ever before are seeking asylum in Canada. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The data from the Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Agency in Canada shows more than 2,500 Americans applied for asylum in Canada last year, 6 times more than the amount of applications it received in 2016. Some say the recent political climate involving President Trump may have contributed to that unexpected rise, as Americans were the third highest number of asylum seekers in 2017, with Nigerians and Haitians topping that list in Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.